Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, April 28th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Google has agreed to let the U.S. Defense Department use its AI tools in classified settings, becoming the third AI company to reach a deal in recent weeks. People familiar with the matter say the tech giant's agreement essentially allows the Pentagon to use its AI in all lawful scenarios, but not for domestic mass surveillance or autonomous weapons. Google's deal is similar to those struck by OpenAI and Elon Musk's xAI in recent weeks, following Anthropic's feud with the department over clear guardrails on the technology's use. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI and a commercial agreement to supply content on Google platforms. Spotify added premium subscribers in its first quarter as the streaming service raised prices and continued expanding audio and video content available on the platform. The company says its monthly active users grew to 761 million, up 12% from a year earlier and beating its prior guidance. Its premium subscribers increased by 9%. But its performance wasn't music to investors' ears. Spotify's shares tumbled about 13% by midday as its forecast underwhelmed. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration wants to use AI to accelerate clinical trials of new medicines. The agency is planning a pilot program this summer to streamline the process of collecting and submitting study data. Through the program, AI would extract data directly from medical centers' electronic records so they can be submitted in real time to both the FDA and the pharmaceutical company developing the medicine. Officials said if successful and adopted widely, this new approach could speed drug development and help the U.S. compete with other nations making a strong push in biotechnology. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.